things worked out for Dwayne Rollison, yes, goaltending coach for the Anaheim Ducks. Of course, we did some broadcasting together before and chatted in that. And first of all, how are you enjoying the gig as far as from playing to be, you know, and maybe I'm, who are the goaltending guys that helped you the most and maybe you try to emulate in helping the Anaheim goaltenders?
Well, Todd will know for sure. Rolly Melanson, my first goalie coach pro, when Todd and I played together in St. John, Rolly Melanson was our guy who's now the head guy in Vancouver. Then another guy, Bob Mason, who I was with in Minnesota for about 5 years, and him and I owned a goalie school together and worked together. So those two guys have been big influences on me, you know, the way I handle the guys now. And then another guy from my hometown who was former Leaf player, now is a goalie and coach, is a goalie coach in Ottawa, Rick Walmsley. So I talked to Rick a lot in the summertime with via the Hockey Canada stuff and the OHL stuff. So we sort of talk about a lot of the newer things coming out and how we're scouting guys and how to evaluate guys in-game and all that stuff. So we share a lot of information amongst each other.
Now, Walmer's on the same conditioning program you and I are taught. Rolly looks like he can still play. Dwayne Cannon.
I know. He's like a $150 maybe right
so,
now.
So, you know, Bruce, I love Bruce Boudreau's candor. Goaltending's always had a thing that's bit him in the butt a little bit in the playoffs, both with Washington and Anaheim from time to time. He's got a real bad predicament this year. Two goaltenders that are doing great. It just means, like he says in sarcastic, when it comes to playoffs, that's an interesting.
It's a good dilemma to have, though.
Yeah, we are fortunate. Our scouting staff, Jimmy Sanlak, who was here tonight, we all saw him earlier. He's one of our amateur guys, and Martin Madden. Jeff Crisp, Tony Crisp, his son, they're head of our amateur scouting, and they've done a phenomenal job over the years of recognizing young, talented goaltenders, and you know, and hopefully they can keep on bringing them in. But they've done a great job finding these two guys. They're unbelievable human beings. You know, they're great people away from the game of hockey, and then when they're on the ice, they're fun to work with. They work hard every day, and they just want to get better. They want to learn. They want to just keep on pushing. So there's days where we're just going to pull them off the ice. They're having too much fun, and they're working too hard. Time to get off the ice, boys. So it's always fun.
Dwayne, you know, at the beginning of the year, obviously, it was a big mystery. What's going on with Anaheim? Why can't they score? What's happening? What was the big turning point in the season that saw this club who was underachieving to all of a sudden seeing them where they were supposed to be, where they are right now, and that second place battling it out, trying to catch the Kings for first place in the Pacific? What was the biggest turnaround that you saw, or maybe that key point in the season that they just hit their mark?
I think St. Nick came next to it. Every guy on our team wrote down on their list that they wanted to be better, and it came to fruition for us. No, realistically, you can say a lot of bad puck luck. You can say a lot of bad things, but you know, just that one little extra effort day in and day out. You know, the guys were working hard, but it's just, you know, there was just something just not there. You know, we had one game, I remember we were playing somewhere, we had seven posts in the game, and we lost 1-0 or something like that. You know, like, you know, you can say a lot of puck luck, but I think we're just, now we're more determined that not to let that stuff happen to us. We just push forward, doesn't matter what happens, we just keep on going, and it's been working for us, and, you know, our big guys have been phenomenal. Through it all, you know, everyone was all over Getzey and in the media and all that, and he's taking his team on his shoulders, and Corey Perry done the same thing. So and then our checking line has been phenomenal with Tulin Kess and Sylvie and Cogs. Those guys have been shutting down the other team's top lines all year long. So it's it was bound to happen. It was just when it was going to happen.
You know, it's funny because Bruce will point at, you talk about Getzlaff and Corey Perry and the scoring in that. He felt there were two games in Calgary, Edmonton, that you won both of them 1-0. And he just said, like, talk about the goaltending and the team saying, oh, wow, we found a different way to win, right? Mm-hmm. And then the goal started coming. So the old style Ducks went. But it might be. And again, everyone says, yeah, I hope the pain, like life, right? You know, the whole pain, you hope there's some gain. And that will be interesting about your team to have had much more pain than you anticipated. Maybe it is a gain, including learning how to win different ways.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were a team the last couple of years that we win 5-4. You know, the old Edmonton Oilers games, and you know, we've talked about how to win playoff games in you know, regular season. It's all about scoring, and usually the teams that got the most goals for usually are the teams that are first overall. You know, but playoff time is it's the teams that have the least amount against usually win the cup. And you know, for our team, they bought in to play defense first, and we'll worry about offense afterwards. And you know, they've rolled with it. They had success, like we said, in Edmonton and Calgary, and now they've just rolled with it. They got the belief. Okay, yeah, well, you know what? We can win a game 1-0. We don't have to rely on Corey and Ryan to get 6 points every night. We can just get one guy, our third line guy, our fourth line guy. If he chips one in, we'll shut everybody else down. And the team has faith in our goaltending and our D core. They're young, but they get a lot of experience, even though they're young, and they've been phenomenal all year for us.
Rolly, how difficult could this be considered, like a dangerous or a trap game for the Ducks tonight? I mean, you look at the roster that Toronto's got out there, and I'm sure the guys are looking at their press notes going, who is this guy? Who's this guy? I mean, half of the team is the Toronto Marlies tonight. Is this a situation where the guys, you're on them and saying, well, she has got to keep focused because you never know what these guys are going to do. The young guys are motivated, but it's got to be a little bit concerning when you look at the other side and go, Jesus, you could really fall into to a situation where you get very comfortable because you really don't know the names on the other side of the rink.
Yeah, you're right there, but at the same time, you know, Bruce has done a great job, and the whole coaching staff have done a great job of, hey, these guys are going to work, and they're going to work, and they're going to work. It doesn't matter. They're going to work. And unless you're willing to outwork this team, you're going to have a tough night. And that's the key. That's what's been our focus in our meetings tonight, was to work and work hard. And, you know, we'll worry about the score at the end of the game, but we got to make sure we come out and work.
I want to ask you, Dwayne, your personal experience of when you're playing and relaying it to some of your young goaltenders. Like, so when you're playing with Todd Alushko and he comes on the ice, do you know there's going to be a 3-on-2 or 2-on-1 coming your way? I mean, is that the thing? And do you help? Do you have a player like that in Anaheim? You help our young goaltenders protect that?
Well, I don't think anybody could be as bad as Todd defensively. But I will say this, though. He was the first, even though he turned the puck over at the goal line, he was the first guy back and back-checking hard and putting a stick in the lane all the time. But
you guys are ripping him. My plus minus is pretty good, actually.
He just gave you a positive. I'm the only guy ripping you, Todd.
But
you wouldn't know it's me if I didn't rip you.
That's true. That's true.
I got to ask you, though, Todd. Gord was probably doing he might have been working in management at the time, so he might not have seen it, but in Calgary.
Yeah.
I remember you said Paul Stewart was a referee. He's like, I don't really like that guy. He goes, I don't like him either. Why don't you go take him? No instigator here. You end up getting a fight right in front of the bench in Calgary. Might have Darcy Tucker.
Oh, it was
maybe.
Tux. Yeah,
it was Tux,
right.
Or whatever. And Paul Stewie never gave you an instigator.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he did. He had a beef with him. He didn't like him. And I went and I jumped him because he was all over field that game, right?
Yeah. So Paul gave you the green light.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Jump him.
He said, go ahead. I won't give you 2 extra minutes.
Yeah. Well, he was the guy. When Paul Stewart would be sharing, you doing the AHL and NHL games, you'd run into him. And they go, hey, Gord, I got Maple Leaf Gardens, November 28th, Montreal Forum, December 14th. Like, he had those games all set, right? The personality.
Yeah,
And he also said, I love calling a penalty shot against the home team. So if he had a chance, like, you know, just that kind of stuff. So
was he old school? You don't see that nowadays.
No.
Was he a good referee?
Yeah,
I liked him.
I liked him, too.
Yeah.
You know, he was a guy that you can go talk to. You know, if you overstep the boundaries, he was going to give it back to you, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, when I retired 3.5 years ago, some of the guys you couldn't even talk to.
Yeah.
But still, half the guys here are still the guys that Todd and I were in the minors with and all that. You can talk to.
It's all you want, right?
Yeah.
What can you say when a guy gives you an explanation? Yeah. Wes McCauley's like one of those, like his dad, right?
Yeah.
And does that for sure.
You can have a conversation with him. Yeah. Sometimes you get fired up and you say stuff, and you know the good referees. I remember Devo. He just give me one of these when I was getting all fired up. You skate down the ice, come back, and you say, what's up? What's the problem?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then you can have a conversation. You know, it's a tough situation for the referees. Unfortunately, we're going to lose a lot of good ones, you know, with guys retiring, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know,
Dwayne was loved by all the refs. He'd always there wasn't a guy that I played with more that chatted up the refs than Rolly all the time. And he got the benefit of the doubt all the time because it was everybody's best friend out there. I thought he had
apples in his blocker like the old teacher. Shine it up, pass it on.
There you go.
Well, you had great games here. Oh, like these are, I mean, really, in all seriousness, like whatever you put the Dwayne Rollison top X number of games, like those kind of ones. So I know we chatted. It's great catching up with you. Congratulations on your success in the coaching ranks. You know, Bruce Boudreau has 1,000 friends here in Toronto as well, and pulling for the Ducks, not tonight, but pulling for the Ducks in general. So, hey, thanks for joining by, and thanks for dropping by. All the best, okay?
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks. Dwayne Rollison joining us. Yes, personal friend of Todd Alushko's. Wow, I'm getting more impressed now, Todd. Took a while, but that's a pretty good one in that case.
Yeah.